Streets Mode podcast presented by the Citizen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Episode 159 of the Brian's World Live podcast. I'm your host, Brian James. Welcome to another episode. I said all of that completely different this time. Actually kind of shocked how that went. But today's episode is another 2 a.m. episode, and I'm looking forward to it because, one of the benefits of what I do is, you know, I'm able to make friends, you know. And a couple months back, I think right before the new year, I had Finesse1111 on the show, and since then we developed a relationship. You know, he gives me energy from just jumping on the timeline and just, you know, he's just one of those people. He's a bright person, you know. So I'm happy to have him back on today's show. It's a very interesting conversation. We start off talking about, you know, respecting the DJs in the industry, but also a very interesting discussion about spirituality and how that's at the base of pretty much everything that he does. So, and I mean, he could tell you, or he's going to tell you, as long as you keep listening. But his spiritual base is what helps him to be bright and what helps him to remain humble. So tap in. Go ahead and, you know, do something around the house. Get the podcast on. And when you hear something you like, hit me up on Instagram at BJamesLive. Let's welcome Finesse1111 back to Brian's World.
It's Brian's World.
We're the most different right here. 2 and 2 in the morning.
I'm loving the journey, and I've learned since the last time we spoke. Yo, I've learned so much, so fast, and it's crazy how fast I'm learning things. I guess because the way that I'm going like all the way in the deep end, like I'm just jumping all the way out there. Like,
oh yeah, you learn how to swim like that. That's how you learn how to swim.
There you go. I'm jumping off the cliff, just like that boy Steve Harvey said. You got to jump. You know, so like with me jumping, I've been learning so much, and networking with all these different superstars and these people that paved the way before me, man, and seeing how humble these cats are, you know, and all the way to the DJs. The DJs now, they're a major important part of your career as mainly being an independent artist. You know, these DJs that show you love, man, people like you and people like my DJs that work in the strip clubs and these other clubs, man, that's been rocking with me. Man, it's been dope, man. The journey been dope, man. And I just been building brick for brick.
When they say respect the DJ, how do you feel about that term, respect the DJ? What does that mean to you?
It feels like the DJ trying to tell the artist what it really is without making the artist feel like the DJ is being emotional or something. When the DJ is trying to give you truth and fact to really show you how to really move in this industry, how to be successful in this industry. Because of the fact, the DJs are the ones that break your record. And when you say break a record, that's by playing something so much to the point that you don't even know that you know this whole song. It comes on and you rap the whole freaking record because of the DJ. You know, so these are the guys that's going to make or break your career. It's so crazy because this is where it starts at and ends at. So the people don't understand because the DJ is where it starts at. So they put the DJs on a lower totem pole because of the fact that that's where everything starts at. They're in the clubs. They're more, I guess, touchable. They're more reachable, and you can come to the club, and the DJ, he's in there working every day. So they don't understand that because you can touch them so close, they don't understand how important that DJ is. Like I was saying, the DJ is the alpha and the omega. He's the beginning and the ending.
There you go.
If the DJ is not playing your record, then you're from the beginning of your career to the end of your career, you're going to always need that relationship with the DJs, period. Because that's who plays the record. Radio DJs, radio hosts, radio programmers. It's just about relationships with the people who plays the music.
And the way you just broke that down is legit exactly how it is. I just don't ever understand how, how it's a struggle for artists to digest that. You know, artists on across the whole spectrum, like artists who just getting started to like some of the superstars, you know, what is something that you have like tapped into that kind of helped you to really understand, like, you know, the value of the DJ and like respecting the DJs.
Like I was gonna say, like how you say how some artists don't understand it, and where I got it from, it started with once I started becoming and understanding that I had to be humble and move like that in this industry. And once I started understanding that, which that came before I even really started pushing this music out, or where it was something that I had to gain before I even got where I'm at now.
Yeah,
before I even started.
Yeah.
You know, but once I realized humility is a great thing, man. Service is a great thing, man. You can get a lot of things out of service. If you show love, people show love. Whatever you throw out here, that's what you're gonna get back. It's a boomerang effect.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a boomerang effect. So if you're throwing out, it's gonna come back. Whatever you throw out here, that's what you're gonna get back. So I got it just from respecting these DJs. This is how I got it from just seeing what they was doing and understanding, man, they human beings just like me. They want to make a living just like me. They got children to feed. They got bills to pay just like I do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not only that, I understood, and, you know, this I guess, you know, this is just a gift that maybe I had. I understood maybe, maybe it came from my humility, but I understood that the DJ is the one that will make you or break you, because they're the ones that has the power to play
the ears.
Music in front of the crowds, in front of the ears, in front of the people that needs to hear your music. And what I do is I like to go to different clubs or whatever. I go in the club and I'm going straight to the DJ booth. I'm gonna go to the DJ booth. I'm gonna chop it up with him. You wanna grease his palm a little song. You know, shoot that man a little something. You see what I'm saying? And then y'all chop it up. You shoot him your record, you let him play it, he'll consult you on that record. And if you got a hot record, you just plugged in with somebody that now you have on your side. You have an ally now. You have another ally. And what this industry is about building allies. It's not about building enemies. It's about building allies. More allies you build, more bricks you build to build this strong foundation. And starting with the DJs, you want to build as many DJ allies as possible. You know, you don't want to really, you know, rub DJs wrong, because you want your music played everywhere.
Yeah, you know? But it's like you can't, like you said, you can't build allies without tapping into that humility. You know what I mean? So, like, what's something that you hold on to, I would say daily, to just to remain humble? Like, was it a particular lesson, or is it a mantra that you say to yourself, or is it something that you've read that you just tap into every day? Like what is it? Because obviously that's a struggle for not just artists, but for a lot of people in general.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a mind state. What I do, I study a lot, bro. I'm going to be honest. In this industry, man, you're going to need some knowledge, and you're going to need some powerful knowledge. You know, I ain't gonna get too deep with y'all, but just do your research, do your studying, and make sure you got a strong spiritual background in you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of that right there will keep you humble. You know, having a strong spiritual background, that'll keep you humble, man, and not thinking that you the baddest, you the hardest, you the best. You know, being so arrogant and I'm this and I'm that. You know, nothing's wrong with that. That's cool to a certain extent. Use it for your music, use it for your drive, for yourself, but at the same time, it's a balance with it all. You know.
Yes, it is.
You wanna make sure that you when people look at you or see you coming in the room, they're happy to see you. They're like, oh, they got a light. You know, you bringing the light, the laughter, the fun. You bringing the good in. You know, you don't want people to see him like, oh, here you go. You know, I'm not even gonna speak to him. He ain't speaking to me. I ain't gonna speak to him.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want that type of thing. You want to be the guy that come in and everybody speaks to you, because they already know, man. You the type of dude too. If they hadn't spoke first, you would have spoke first. You see what I'm saying? So you want just to have that. You just want to have that look where people, you know, you rub people the good way. You rub people a great way.
That's light
all it
that
is.
You say.
Try your best. That light. Mm-hmm. Bring that light. Try to rub people as good as you can. And if you rub somebody the wrong way, try to fix. You know, try your best to fix it. Fix it. You know, be a man. Be grown. Let go of these egos and get you some money. Get you a bag.
I like that. Let go of the egos and get you a bag.
And get you a bag.
You throw that on a shirt, my G, or something. Like, what we doing? Let's get it out in the streets. And it's funny you said that, because like I told you before we got started, bro, you got that light. Like, when I see you on my timeline, you know, you there. So is that it, like, is it the spiritual background that does that for your joy and for all of that as well? Because I know you said, you know, you tap into the spiritual side to be more humble. But, you know, is your light legit shining because of, you know, your spiritual background?
To be honest, it was something that was always in me, but now I'm cultivating it more. Because now I'm more self-aware.
I was about to say, because you know that's you. Yep.
Exactly.
I love this.
So that really was, it was like a reminder. Once the spiritual tapped in, it reminded me of who I actually was. And that's when I started pushing more and knowing that I can make anything happen. If you believe in yourself, you know who you are. You know that you have a strong, that God is behind you. I ain't gonna hold it back. You know, you got God with you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Keep God first, dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If for anybody that's listening, man, I ain't gonna cap you down, zone. Keep God first. Yeah, keep God first. So really, that where it come from. That's where it come from. I ain't perfect. I ain't gonna never claim to be perfect. I ain't trying to be perfect. Cause you know, my thing is, I don't want anybody to look at me like they can't do what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I want anybody to look at me like they can do better than what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And not because I'm not in competition with nobody. You know, you're only in competition with yourself out here.
Yeah.
You know, so become more aware of who you are. That's what I say, you know.
Now, let me ask you this. How do you deal with, because, I mean, like you said, that, you know, you at competition with yourself. But I mean, the fact of the matter is, man, every day is people hating on us. That's just what people do, you know. So how do you deal with those who try to dim your light? How do you deal with that?
Well, basically what I do is I already know that I'm a superstar. So I'm just waiting for the deposit to hit. Like, it starts with a belief. It starts with you knowing. Once you know it, and you can't let nobody shake you or break you or move you left and right from that rock that you're standing on,
yeah,
and you know you're a superstar, the hate, though, it ain't gonna start, ain't gonna mess with you no more. You know what I mean?
Because being your own zone.
I know if I don't embody it now, I'll never be it.
And then how important is your circle to that thinking? Like your circle of friends, your family, and all that.
Very, 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 very important. That's very important.
Yeah.
You don't have people in your circle that's on the same mind. And I mean, and I mean, you're gonna brush elbows with a lot of people. You know, but I mean your inner circle, the people that's with you all the time, and the people that you really love, the people that's close to you all the time. Now these people, they have to be on your wave, on your level. You see what I'm saying? They got to be, have that same mind state, that same thinking that you have, that same spiritual vibe that you have. Not saying, and I'm not talking nothing on a religious standpoint.
Yeah.
We're gonna take religion out of this. You know, but I'm just
saying, we did an episode on that too.
okay. Yeah. No cap. You see what I'm saying? Because that causes a lot of confusion and division. You know, but what I'm saying is, if they have to be vibrating on that same thing, they have to want what you want and believe in you. And they have to believe in you. You don't need nobody around you that don't believe in you, because now it's making you have to work harder what you're doing when they're close to you. And if somebody's not close to you, you don't have, that doesn't matter how much they hate. They don't know you. They ain't doing nothing that can help you or stop you from doing anything that you're doing if they don't know you and they're not close to you. But mainly the people that's close to you, make sure you have very good people that has good mindsets and good states of minds and want positive things out of life around you that's close to you. And that's what I keep around me. I keep those that are like, my circle is very small. You know, my circle is very small, but they're all on the same thing that I'm on. They all on positivity and they want progression.
Which makes it bigger than some of the biggest circles, like, because that's what's really important. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
But was it always like that for you? Like, at some point, were you ever trying to be the big circle guy?
No, it was never always like this. Like, and that's why I'm so heavy on it, because I've seen both sides.
That's why you said all those varies when you said very important.
Very, very, very important, because exactly. I've been around those different type of people that didn't have that type of mindset and were on different things. You know, they were on just the street mentality, and I'm just gonna live and die this street stuff. And I knew God had a bigger purpose for me. You see what I'm saying? All that light, like we was talking about the light, that always was in me. And some of the people I had to get away from, I'm sure they saw that and always wanted to dim it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
sometimes they don't even know why they want to do that. They just want to do it.
They don't even know it, because at the end of the day, this whole thing that we call life doesn't want you to know who you are and don't want you to shine that light that's in you. All that's have it. All you have to do is just dig deep within yourself. You dig deep within yourself, you're going to find who you are, and you're going to become the person that you're supposed to be. You know, and that's what I did. I had to come to my lowest point with being around those type of situations and come to my lowest point to really dig all the way deep and really find that crown that was dug down in the dirt. And I dug that crown out and I put it on my head, and I became who I am now. So that's 11-11.
You started walking your path. I like that.
Yes, exactly.
I like that. 100%, man. Well, I wanted to ask you about, because I know the last time we spoke, the world looked a lot different. And, we still got a long way to go. Let's not, sell ourselves short. But things definitely look different, and I wanted to know how that looks from your perspective as an artist, now that the world is opening back up. How have things changed in terms of your artistry, if you will, or your career?
Well, mainly the network has gotten bigger, because we've been able to be outside now.
Like, yeah.
We outside,
outside.
So
everybody's outside too, by the way.
Everybody outside now.
Yeah.
So with that being the situation that at hand right now, with COVID kind of, I guess, slowing down or whatever the situation, maybe the vaccine, that's another subject. But with all that going on, I've been able to go to different venues, different concerts, different performances, at different clubs and, different type of venues like that, where I can get out and network with people that's not on social media, really get out and touch the fans. Mm-hmm. So that's really been a fun thing. I actually have a performance coming up this Tuesday.
Oh.
At Paradise. Yeah.
At Paradise? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Paradise Lounge. Yep. Down here in Atlanta off Roswell Road. But yeah, I'm going to be there too. So shout out to my boy DJ Calvin.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Congratulations, dude. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good show. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Just working. So, like, with the city being open, man, I'm sure that's been a great thing for everybody, because I'm sure now everybody been able to really get a bag with performances.
Yeah.
So, like I said, on both ends, it's been a blessing for me. I send prayers up to all the people that lost people during this COVID-19 situation, man. Very horrible situation, man. And I'm just thankful to all the people that made it through, even the ones that did lose close loved ones and stuff like that. And but we're still here, man. And I want everybody to just live life, live your best life now, man. Indeed. Everything is opening up a little bit, so go out and live your best life, man. Enjoy.
Now, did you feel like any awkwardness, like in the first couple of weeks of the newly opened outside, like being with other artists, was it just natural for you to get back in the rhythm?
I mean, it was natural for me, but it was still kind of awkward, because it's still awkward to today. Some people got masks on, some people don't got masks on. Mm-hmm. Some people looking weird, some people not. some people paranoid, some people not. So just those type of things, adapting with the climate, basically. I'm a great person at being able to adapt to the climate when need be, being from things that, I learned from the struggle.
That's what's up. Because did that, is that what really taught you how to be a chameleon? Like, Did you like it? You had to do that essentially.
Yeah, because it was survival. Mm. Just like the chameleon, he does that for survival. Mm. That's why he does that, to blend in. Sometimes he might see the predator, and let me look like this tree. Mm-hmm. You know, so sometimes I had to blend in around those killers and those, you know, whatever these people was that I used to be around at the time, because I was in the streets. You know, anybody that's in the streets, you're around it all. Mm-hmm. You know, so you better know how to be a chameleon, you know, you ain't gonna survive it.
Was that always going well? Or, because I can see how sometimes that might cause some issues, you know? Like, was that always, you was good to go?
I mean, it was up and down. It was up and down, but the thing that was down more than anything was the PTSD.
Now that's a conversation.
You know, that's the thing that was the downer forever, all the time. You know, because you always, you know, you almost OCD at the same time.
Yeah.
Because you're always looking over your shoulder.
Yeah.
That's another form of OCD.
Because
you're always thinking, you know, no, I want a peace of mind, baby. Mm. You know, that's what, like, peace of mind is worth the universe.
Yes, it is. And what I think about is the millions of people who go through all of that and don't even realize or don't even like address the PTSD, like literally never know, you know, it just continues to affect their life. You know, have you ever like done any therapy or anything like how did you like figure out exactly what it was, you know what I mean? And then figure out what to do with that.
Pretty much from research on accident, you know, from just seeing PTSD videos on YouTube or things like that. And these were army people.
Yeah.
You know, these were people.
They go through it, man. They go through it.
Yeah, but it related to the hood.
It does.
You know what I mean?
But that's a conversation that people don't be trying to have. Like, people that the higher up, the doctors and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. They won't. Mm-hmm. They won't say that. They'll call it something else. But these little kids in the hood, man, these kids have PTSD, man. Mm-hmm. These kids hear shootouts and stuff all the time. So people don't even know that that's a lot of that be that stress that's in them, that's going on with them from the environment that they're living in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in Atlanta, man. Shoot, if you want to live in a nice apartment, man, you're going to need to be bringing in at least $2,000 a month for that apartment.
Yeah.
It's for a nice apartment, you know, and in a pretty straight area. Shoot, you living in Buckhead now, and they trying to wild out.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, with all that, like I said, with all that going on, I don't want to add to that. It's enough of that.
Yeah.
Enough of that going on, so I don't add to that with my music. I just keep it all the way 1,000 wild with my music.
And I appreciate that too.
1,000 wild.
I appreciate that as a radio guy, you know, who play a bunch of songs. You know what I mean? A bunch of different music. I ain't gonna get into it. I don't wanna call names. I ain't gonna, you know, but yeah, I'll just say that I appreciate that, because that's a whole different perspective, you know, and it's a whole different vibe, and it's something that we need, you know. Now what would you say to like a child that is knowing that like that PTSD is kind of down the road, potentially, because it may not be like that for them, but potentially down the road for that kid, like that's sitting in the hood right now, like what would you say to him right now or her?
What I would tell him is to always make his own decisions.
Mm.
Always make your own decision. If you feel that something ain't right, and your friends are telling you to do something, but you really on the inside of you feel like it ain't right, don't do it. And don't feel bad that you ain't got to do it. Don't ever feel like you got to be cool and do things that you know ain't right to fit in with the crowd. Mm-hmm. Because I'ma teach them that everything, all the people that you think cool right now, them gonna be the bums and the broke dudes when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
All them dudes you thought was lying gonna have all the women, all the cars, and all the money.
Yeah.
When you grow up. And
or you know, God forbid, but or they may not be there, you know.
Or they might not be here. Mm-hmm. Yep. Either they here, not free, or either they not here at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't want that. You don't wanna, you know, spend the rest of your life in prison. You know, and I mean, and at the end of the day, all we can do is just do our part with, like, you know, giving them something positive to do? Because we can tell them all day, but if we're not showing them, then it really ain't, you know. Because I mean, it was a lot of things I told, and it stuck with me and it's still with me. But I mean, I still made the wrong decisions, even though some people told me the right things. But yeah, if I had
it, and we all do, we all do.
Yeah, yeah. But I believe if it's more for these children to be doing out here, you know, do a little bit more in the community, like, you know, set up more. It used to be YMCAs and stuff back in the day, you know, mm-hmm. community centers, you know, stuff like that, that they can get out of school and they can go there and, you know, have some fun and maybe get on the laptop and learn and do some research or whatever, you know, just different things that they can do. Like Nip had a center like that out there in Cali where he was at, in his plaza where he had his
school. Yeah, yeah, I think it was Vector 90, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that, you know, mm-hmm. just stuff like that, more stuff like that. If more of us with money got together and really got our heads together and tried to, you know, think of some positive things that we could do for these young cats to get their mind off of just thinking that everything is about robbing and stealing and killing. Because, you know, a lot of this stuff is what's prevalent and cool to them. Robbing, stealing, killing, having the nicest clothes, I gotta mm-hmm. have the most money, you know, those type of things. Try to get their mind off of something, teach them how to make some legit money, teach them about credit. That's why I like people like Bandman Kevo. He be talking about credit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I like that type of stuff. I like Money Man. Bro be breaking down how to get your credit and stuff together, like breaking that type of stuff down to young people. Because if us young black men get our mind together like that at 16 17 18, somebody's really schooling us about credit, putting us on it and showing them, like, look, I got all these racks, I got all this jewelry, I got these nice cars, I brought my credit straight, I'm gonna show you how to do it, man. It'd be some real young black young men bosses, man, coming up. And that's what I want to see, you know, for the future.
I like that, man. I like that. Now, are you like working on anything, like with different kids, like different groups or anything?
Yeah, man, definitely, man. I always keep my ties with like different churches and stuff like that too. I speak to the kids that go to the church. But right now, with me being so busy and running everything with my music, mm-hmm. I've kind of been so focused on that.
And I respect that, because that's the work, the groundwork. You know what I mean? That's gonna make the kids look at you.
Yeah, yeah. So just working and pushing, man, working and pushing and showing them how to be independent, how to be an entrepreneur, how to make your dream come true. Yeah. You know, I'm working on that. I actually got a new single dropping this Friday.
Oh, you must have known. I was about to ask you about that. You must have known.
I felt it.
let's get into it. Tell us about the single, bro.
Ah, man, Pray Roll, man. This is my new single, man. Real dope track. I feel like right now, thus far, man, this is one of my hottest singles, yo. Like, the production is A1. The track is banging, yo. Like, straight club banger. The lyrics, the verses on there are crazy. The hook is stupid. I shouted out my boy Nipsey Hussle on the hook, man. Mm-hmm. You know, really showing love to, you know, people that paved the way on how to really be an entrepreneur and really do this music thing independently. Mm-hmm. You know, and really have the guts to believe in yourself and really put a high value on yourself and know who you are. You know, so yeah, I shouted them out on that, man. It's real dope record, man. It's hot, man. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. It's coming out this Friday, man.
This Friday.
This Friday on all platforms. You know, you can get it anywhere. Wherever you streaming music at, if you don't have any streaming services, it's gonna be on YouTube also.
Okay. I like it, man. Now which space did you have to go to put those thoughts into this record?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Now I'm knowing I put in a lot of work with what I've been doing. You know, mm-hmm. I know it's a lot of more work that I need to put in. But I know I made it to the standpoint where I know I have broke into the industry. So now this is more of that I'm in the industry record. You know, mm-hmm. I am here now. You know, it's one of those, like, feeling myself a little bit.
You know? I like that. Because you got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to.
Yeah. It's one of those records where you, when you hear it, you're going to be like, yeah, I can relate to this. I can totally relate.
just one of those records where it's just real, a real life record, man. And whatever you're going through, if you a boss, or if you've been through the streets, or if you a corporate guy, you'll be able to understand this, and you're gonna be like, yo, let's get some more money.
Let's get some more money. I like, man, this money talk is putting me where I need to be, bro. I love it. Now this is my last question. Is this part of an album, or are you working towards an album, or what we doing?
I'm actually working towards a brand.
Okay, a brand.
Yeah. I'm actually working towards a brand. So I have crazy music. I got crazy music. I got a lot of records. I have a lot of records that I haven't even put them all the way through the burner yet, where you mm-hmm. know the 100%, you know, where the mix master BMI sounds good, I mean, all that type of stuff, you know. So I'm just taking everything one step at a time, putting my best singles out first, and just creating a brand for Finesse 1111. Mm-hmm. And maybe somebody that's smart enough gonna come with some partnership.
yeah. So if you got that bag and you listening, he calling you out. Like, are you smart enough? Come on, do it.
Smart enough with that bag.
Yeah.
Finesse 1111 is definitely a great pick. Hey, y'all follow me on Instagram at Finesse_1111. That's Finesse spelt the regular way. Finesse_41. This Friday, I'm dropping my new single. It's hot, fresh out of the press. It's called Prayroll. Make sure y'all go cop that. Make sure y'all download that. Make sure you stream that. Let's turn all the way. All my DJs that's listening, hey, man, tap into that Prayroll, man. I promise you will not be disappointed.
It's about to be a hell of a night.
Hey, yo, it's Tayo.
I'm Melissa Carr.
Woo! This is Ray Shrimmer.
It's Brian's World Live.
Live.
You know what it is.
Y'all turn up.